US President Joe Biden has said the missile, which struck a village in Poland, killing two people last night, was probably not fired from Russia. His remarks followed a hastily arranged meeting of G7, NATO and EU leaders on the margins of the G20 meeting in Bali in response to the incident, which has raised concerns about a wider escalation of the war in Ukraine. A NATO meeting will be held this morning to discuss the incident, and Poland will also raise it at the UN Security Council. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
It's been a night of fast-paced reactions to reports that missiles had killed two farm workers near the village of Przewodów, about 10 kilometres from the Ukrainian border. An initial report by the Associated Press, citing a US intelligence official, said the missiles were Russian, prompting a flurry of alarmed contacts, given that Poland is a NATO member. As a munitions team travelled to the site, the Polish government held an emergency meeting and announced that its military was in a state of readiness. In Washington, the Pentagon would not corroborate reports that Russian missiles were involved. President Biden in Indonesia at the G20 summit spoke by phone to the Polish president, pledging his support. Biden then called a gathering of Western leaders on the margins of the summit, including those from France, Germany, Britain, Japan, the Netherlands, as well as the heads of the European Council and Commission. In a statement, they condemned what they called Russia's barbaric missile attacks across Ukraine yesterday and said they offered their full support for Poland in the investigation over what had happened near the Ukrainian border. Latest reports suggest the explosion could have been a stray Ukrainian air defence missile targeting an incoming Russian attack. As the investigation continues, it's evidence of how easily a mistake or miscalculation could escalate the conflict significantly. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Donald Trump has declared that he will run for office again in the 2024 US presidential election in what would be his third campaign. The 76-year-old Republican former president, who lost his re-election bid in 2020, told supporters in Florida that they would together ensure that Joe Biden did not get four more years. His announcement comes a week after midterm elections, in which Republicans performed worse than expected, with some prominent members warning that Mr. Trump's continued influence on the party was largely to blame. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Donald Trump began his third bid for presidential power by saying America's comeback starts right now, promising to cut inflation to 1%, secure the southern border against migrants and drugs, and make the US economy bigger and stronger than it has ever been. Mr. Trump also promised to keep America out of what he called foolish foreign wars. He said a new anti-missile shield was needed, and he promised to build it. He said he would ensure America enjoyed energy dominance, not just energy independence. He also promised domestic political reforms, including an overhaul of the electoral system, to allow only in-person voting on paper ballots counted on Election Day. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Operators of battery storage power plants say they could cut up to €35 million off energy bills on the island of Ireland this winter, if they were allowed to sell electricity onto the wholesale market. At the moment, the energy storage plants are kept in reserve to provide emergency backup for the power grid. Colman O'Sullivan reports.
The rise in renewable energy, which doesn't produce power all the time, and increased demands on the grid have meant energy storage plants have become important for energy security. They're contracted to provide electricity at short notice if there is not enough regular supply to meet demand. But now Energy Storage Ireland, which represents the operators, argues they could also cut costs by bringing down peak prices for electricity. Energy storage plants across the island have a capacity of 670 megawatts, and research commissioned by the association suggests they could cut bills in the north by 9 million and the Republic by 26 million this winter if they are allowed to sell into the grid. The technology is there, but it would require the regulators to change the rules. The regulators say they want to see more analysis.
The head of the Professional Football Players Union, Stephen McGuinness, has said that the legacy of the World Cup in Qatar should be the decriminalisation of homosexuality in that country. In the build-up to the World Cup, which begins next Sunday, Qatar has been criticised for its stance on same-sex relationships and on its human rights record. From Doha, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue.
Qatar is a strict Muslim country where homosexuality is illegal and can be punished by up to 7 years in prison. Authorities in Doha have again said this week, in the run-up to the tournament, that everyone is welcome at the World Cup without discrimination, and confirmed there will be no restrictions on couples, including members of the LGBT community, staying in the same accommodation. As part of an anti-discrimination initiative in support of the gay community, captains from 9 European countries are planning on wearing a One Love Rainbow armband during the World Cup, even if not approved by FIFA. Players through their international body FIFPro have asked for clear messages about inclusivity to come out of the World Cup. Stephen McGuinness, Ireland's player union chief, believes there's a groundswell of support in relation to LGBT issues and that the legacy of the Qatar World Cup should be the decriminalisation of homosexual activity in that country.
The US space agency NASA's Next Generation Moon rocket blasted off from Florida early today on its debut uncrewed flight. The 32-storey space launch system was launched from Cape Canaveral to send its Orion capsule on a 3-week test journey around the moon and back without astronauts on board. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Mainly dry with sunny spells today. However, there will be some showers in East Ulster and along parts of the West Coast. In the late afternoon and evening, rain will develop in coastal areas of Munster. Highest temperatures 7 to 11 degrees.